Good evening. Welcome to the KMS Christmas Carol Special Report. This year we have something exciting for you. We know it'll be hard to top last year's Christmas Carol Circus, but we're going to do our best.
Early in December, we sent our top-notch reporters out on a mission to find some of the best Christmas Carol celebrations with strict instructions to avoid Christmas clowns.
Now, if the winter chill has started to make you feel a little down under the weather, get ready for a real down-under Christmas treat.
Oh, that was clever, Jim. Welcome to Hyde Park in Perth, Western Australia, where several hundred carolers have gathered to participate in one of the many carols by candlelight events held around Australia during the month of December. You here, have you ever been to Australia?
No, I have not.
Would you like to go to Australia?
Fun, yes.
Thank you.
So these are outdoor events?
Yes, they are. Since the mid-1930s, these community events have been an outdoor drawing hundreds of events over the years.
Wow, Australians must really love their carols. Not sure I'd want to attend a sing-along on a cold night.
Actually, Jim, Australian students are on summer break, and many families have come here after spending the day at the beach or hosting an outdoor barbecue. It's a beautiful, warm night for carols under the stars.
And the voices were simply beautiful. But I'm confused. Did he say it was summer?
Yes, Jim. Remember, Australia is in the southern hemisphere. When we are having winter, they are having summer. It's because of the Earth's orbit around the sun the way we are tilted on our axis.
Wait, but it's December, right?
Yes, it is December in Australia. Perhaps we'd better head to a colder location to help Jim get back on track. If you have a hat or a scarf handy, you may want to grab it because we are heading to St. Petersburg, Russia.
Thank you, Natalie and Jim. Yes, put your hat, scarves, gloves, and a coat. It's a blustery day here in St. Petersburg. The shops and markets are decked out with holiday decorations, but we won't be selling Christmas Day.
January 7th? Are you guys trying to confuse me? First it's warm in December in Australia. Now you're saying Christmas Day is January 7th?
Well, yes, at least it is in Russia. The Russian Orthodox Church uses the Julian calendar. For years, because of government oppression, most Russians do not celebrate Christmas at all.
That is so sad. Did they have any festivities?
Yes. The focus was on secular winter celebrations and festivals in preparation for New Year's Day. However, since 1992, the Russian people have experienced more freedom, including the freedom to celebrate Christmas more openly. But they still celebrate it on January 7th. Let's see what happens when we combine some classical Russian music with a traditional Christmas carol.
Mercy, my
Well, Jim continues to sort through climate and calendar issues. Let's check in with a reporter who is somewhere in Norway.
Gulyul from beautiful Narvik, Norway, above the Arctic Circle, where the days are short and it gets dark really early.
I see you're quite bundled up.
Yeah, it sure is cold up here.
So I guess most celebrations are indoors then?
Yes and no. They are pretty hardy up here. They know how to keep warm. Norway is the birthplace of the Yule log. The ancient Norse used the Yule log in their celebration of the return of the sun at winter solstice. Ever wonder why the family fireplace is such a central part of the typical Christmas scene? This tradition dates back to the Norse Yule log. It is probably also responsible for the popularity of log-shaped cheese, cakes, and desserts during the holidays.
I love those desserts.
You here. What's your favorite dessert?
Lemon bars.
Do you have another favorite dessert?
Brownies.
All right, thank you. Christmas Eve is the main event in Norwegian Christmas celebration. At 4 p.m., all work comes to a halt on Christmas Eve in Norway. Everyone puts on new clothes to greet the season, and they go to church for Christmas service. At 5 p.m., the bells ring out for Christmas, and most people have Christmas dinner at home or with relatives. The largest sheaf of grain is hung out for the birds to make their Christmas merry, too. Christmas dinner begins with rice pudding, with a lucky almond hidden in it for someone. The Christmas presents have been placed under the tree and are opened after dinner. Children and adults in some parts of Norway sing Christmas carols around the Christmas tree, either in their home, their churches, or even community halls. Often, children will dress up as characters from the Christmas story, such as the shepherds and wise men, and go singing from house to house. They carry symbolic paper stars to guide them.
Christmas tree. Maybe we could start that tradition here at the studio.
While Jim is looking for a tree, let's check in with our last reporter who is somewhere in Italy.
Buon Natale. I'm reporting to you from Naples, Italy, home to one of the largest nativity scenes in the world. It features over 160 people.
Wow, now that's a lot of shepherds and wise men.
It sure is. According to scholars, the first nativity play was performed in a cave around 1223 by Italian monks using wooden figures to tell the story of Jesus' birth.
I love my nativity scene, but I had no idea it had such an interesting history.
The nativity crib has remained the most significant Christmas decoration in Italy. Traditionally displayed on December 8th, it is not completed until the figure of the Christ child is added on December 24th.
Now, isn't that something? I like that idea.
And Italian nativities are not limited to shepherds, wise men, and sheep. These elaborate scenes include villagers from all trades, natural elements like waterfalls, and many, many animals and smaller objects. Now, let's all sing the first verse of Silent Night. Caesar's law required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world, so everyone went to their own towns to be listed. Joseph went to Bethlehem because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary. She was engaged to him. Mary was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for the child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby, a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth and placed him in a manger.
Shepherds were living in the fields nearby looking after their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Suddenly the sky was filled with angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest." When the angels left, the shepherds hurried to find the baby. After Jesus' birth, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the child who has been born to the King of the Jews? We saw his star, and we have come to worship him." The star went ahead of them. It stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. The wise men went to the house. There they saw the child. They bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures. They gave him gold, incense, and myrrh.
What a beautiful nativity. Gathering at the manger. All of us. That's what Christmas is all about.
You're right, Natalie. There's a place at the manger for all of us to come and worship. We're all out of time tonight, but please join us next week. Until then,
Merry Christmas!